Should we restrict what books children can read? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gay Ivey, William E. Morin Distinguished Professor in Literacy at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, tells us why not.
Recent reports raise alarming concerns about the state of adolescents' mental health and well-being, including rates of depression, loneliness, suicide, bullying, and chronic school absenteeism. School reading engagement may hold unique potential to reduce these problems. My colleague Peter Johnston and I studied the experiences of 8th grade students whose English teachers prioritized engaged reading. Instead of holding students accountable for assigned books, teachers invited them to choose from a range of young adult books, gave them time to read, and encouraged them to talk about their books. Students reported improvements in peer and family relationships, self-regulation, empathy, self-narratives, moral development, reading ability, and happiness, which they attributed to the books they read. Engaged readers experience characters' thoughts and feelings, expanding their ability and propensity to imagine others' thoughts and feelings, the source of many social and emotional benefits, including reduced anxiety and depression, increased optimism, resilience, and well-being. Students' preferred books offered moral and relational dilemmas around race, drugs, relationships, sexuality, abuse, and societal inequities. Unsettled by these narratives, they needed to talk with each other, with parents, whoever would listen. The conversations led to new friendships, a more robust social network, even improved family life. Some found the books helped them cope with personal trauma, like the death of friends or family. Our research suggests that teens need not read the classics to reap the benefits associated with them. Their preferred books, though disturbing, resonate with a broader spectrum of readers. Efforts to ban such books should give us pause.
That was Gay Ivey of the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.